The Black Keys. I almost never see a band before they become popular, but I did see the Black Keys at the Forum many years ago when Thick Freakness was just released and Have Love Will Travel is that track. And before that, we heard from Lemon Jelly with Pushy. Phoebe Squared very wisely once identified that the middle break in that song sounds a little bit like John Cougar Mellencamp's Jack and Diane, and once you know that, you cannot stop hearing it. So I apologise for that. It is 24 minutes to 10, and it's Tony Wilson filling in for Michelle Bennett for the first part of her maternity leave, and I'll be here for the next 5 weeks. And I do like to be on Triple R with a good mate of mine, Tony Martin. However, the length of time and the amount of work that Tony is currently engaged in means I would not subject him to Punt Road at 9:05 on a Tuesday morning. Are you there, Tony, though? You're on the phone.
Yes, I am, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, Punt Road. No, I love getting around on the public transport at the moment. And I was on a train very late last night and I found the MX. Do you read the MX?
Well, I try not to. Because I think it even says on the stand, get me or something, or read me now or something. The MX speaks in the first person to you, and it generally isn't worth it.
No, well, it's just ideal for, midnight on public transport, I find. But the front page story on yesterday's MX was, you vent your spleen, online forum open for complaints. And this is the controversy, right? A website hoping to be the home of the angry and perturbed has gone live to 11,000 complaints in 1 week. I'm thinking, that's HeraldSun.com, isn't it? If you've got some horrible, racist, ugly view, they'll print it.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And you have written a piece in the past about your love for the Andrew Bolt message board. That's one of your favourites, isn't it?
Well, I got in a lot of trouble. I did put up a tweet about Andrew Bolt, a joke, which he wrote was, this is literally what he said on his column, of the many foul things that have been written about me, this is by far the foulest. So,
well, congratulations. So, and that, I think, at the time, did it get you more Twitter followers than any other thing that's ever happened to you? The Andrew Bolt spruik in his column?
It got me more Twitter followers than I've ever had before. But then, how's this? This is quite interesting. I did an interview when my show Quiet Word was on the ABC. I got taken out to lunch by a journalist for the Herald Sun. And this was about a month after I put that tweet up. And she's interviewed me for 3 hours.
Wow.
There's just not that much you can say about a Quiet Word.
That is a marathon.
A comprehensive interview could be over in 10 minutes.
And how do you think the Andrew Bolt, has he written his post-Bob Brown column yet? Have you got your eyes wide open for that one?
I haven't seen it, but at the end of this interview, this woman's just asking me, my opinions about, furniture, about anything. And I'm going, wow, this has been an incredibly long interview. And then she goes, yeah, now I should tell you, when I told my editor that I was doing this interview, he said, well, we won't run it.
Wow, so she's come just to meet you, pretty much.
Yeah, and I said, well, what, and it's like, well, why won't they run it? She says, oh, because of a tweet that you did about Andrew Bolt.
So you're banned.
And I've said, what, you mean the Andrew Bolt who is, and because this was the case on that exact day, the Andrew Bolt who's currently in court campaigning for freedom of speech? And she goes, yeah. And so I'm going, well, why have we just done a three-hour interview? And it was just the Herald Sun's way of saying F you to me.
Wow, we're going to waste your time.
You for 3 hours and then go, no, we're not going to run it. And you are on the blacklist because we are such supporters of freedom of speech.
Well, of course, you are reading the MX on public transport, and I quite like the story of how the menace that is Tony Martin, the gangling, just over 6 foot menace that is Tony Martin, has come off our roads. And you have a conspiracy theory for us on this, don't you?
What should I talk about?
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, no, I Well, I don't want to sound like someone who would just write into the Herald Sun complaining about the fact that they got a parking ticket.
That's why we're positioning this complaint right next to your complaint about complainers, because it's going to look like that.
Good on you. No, I lost my license for 3 months.
Wow.
I got four red light. I've never had a red light speeding camera since 1988, and I got four in 3 weeks.
So I imagine you drive a lowered Lamborghini or something like that, or
I'm getting around the Model T. Basically, my feet are through the bottom of the floor. And it's so odd because a red light camera is normally for, I guess, people who are speeding through an intersection and going, oh, yeah, I'll just sneak through. But all of these were on, you know, turning arrows.
Yep.
And I went, that's just like, that's so, like, an amazing coincidence. And I told a friend of mine, and she goes, I've had the same thing. She goes, I've never had a speed camera in my life, and I got two red light cameras off turning arrows. And then I heard about a third person who's doing it, who's so desperate that they're actually getting a woman at his work who hasn't got a license to get her license really quickly so that he can do some Marcus Einfeld work.
The verb.
He gets any more.
Has become a verb to Einfeld, hasn't it? Which is, it's just a real credit to the judge.
To pull an Einfeld. So I guess my warning to people is watch out for the... They've obviously gone, hang on a second, there's some cash to be made on the old turning arrows.
Yep.
So watch out for the turning arrows.
So they're going to get there. They're going to get the budget into surplus just through red turning arrows by the sound of things. Tone, do you mind hanging around? We'll play a track.
Yes.
And then we'll maybe talk a little bit of Caperl, which is
let's cape up.
A movement that you were well and truly behind in its infancy back in 2007.
We started it, but it's now got a life of its own.
Excellent. Well, we'll be back in a moment. You're on Spoke, Tony Martin, and I'm Tony Wilson, speaking to him on the phone. You're on Spoke, 11 minutes to 10. I'm Tony Wilson, filling in for Michelle Bennett. And that's Henry Rollins' promo there. We've got Henry Rollins coming in after...